Thank you all for joining us today, where we celebrate a pivotal moment in our state's history, the signing of a landmark legislative package to combat retail theft and make our communities stronger and safer. This moment has been nearly a year in the making ever since Speaker Rivas entrusted me with the responsibility of chairing the Select Committee on Retail Theft. And I want to say, Speaker Rivas is the person who put this issue on the map. We were hearing from law enforcement for years now, and our retailers and our grocers and men and our workers and many others that this was a problem. But it really took the leadership of Speaker Rivas to form the committee and really lead on this issue. And so I want to thank you for doing that. He understood the gravity of the issue, one that strikes at the very heart of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and our families. Across California, business owners live in fear for their livelihoods. Workers worry about their safety, and customers face the frustration of locked glass cabinets. But the stakes are even higher than that. If businesses close or relocate, our neighborhoods fall victim to retail theft. They fall victim to blight and the vitality that makes them thrive. In my own district, I received countless calls from people who made it clear that this issue couldn't wait. Retailers and property owners in Hollywood who said that if we waited another year, we would have businesses closing and blight in those neighborhoods and the entire neighborhood around it affected. It needed urgent, balanced, and meaningful solutions, and it needed it now. So we got to work. We brought everyone to the table, retailers, law enforcement, workers' unions, criminal justice reform advocates, because solving a problem of this magnitude requires the voices and insights of everyone that's affected. The result of those discussions was the California Retail Theft Reduction Act, jointly authored by Speaker Rivas and myself, and the package of the other bills that were brought forward. My bill and Speaker Rivas's bill targets organized crime rings that exploit our retail sector, creating a new crime for serial retail thieves. Those who repeatedly steal with the intent to resell goods can now face up to 3 years in prison and really address many of the issues that DA Rosen was raising. This bill also makes it easier to prove intent, allowing law enforcement to take stronger action against those who harm our communities through theft and illegal reselling. Additionally, this bill strengthens the tools available to our law enforcement officers to keep repeat offenders in custody. This legislation also protects our businesses and retailers, ensuring that they won't face nuisance actions for reporting retail crimes. It's about creating a safer, more secure environment for everyone. But we didn't stop there. We recognize that to truly combat retail crime, we must also address its root causes. That's why the bill also expands the use of diversion and rehabilitation programs. It gives those caught in cycles of petty theft a chance to turn their lives around through increased supervision and the possibility of early discharge from probation if they complete the programs. I want to take a moment again to thank Speaker Rivas, Governor Newsom, members of the Select Committee on Retail Theft, and all my colleagues in the legislature. Their leadership and support have been invaluable. This bill is the result of extensive collaboration with groups that are deeply invested in finding real solutions to this pressing problem.